And we welcome an awesome indie folk rock musician, a wonderful storyteller, a guy who can write a melody that just sticks in your head for days and days. And very excited to have you here. Welcome to Damian Jurado.
Thank you so much.
You had a big show last night at the Parish?
I did. A lot of people turned out, so
yeah, it was
good.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
And what do you think of our little Waterloo Records record store?
It was good. I was in there yesterday telling the employees that every time I'm in town, I always make a point to go in there and look around and get some things, stock up. So
nice. Well, I got to tell you, I've been spending a lot of time in the Great Northwest. My daughter goes to school in Oregon, and I've only seen Washington State from the Oregon border. It is one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Thanks. It's nice.
Yeah. So I haven't made it to Seattle yet, but born and raised in Seattle, right?
Raised in Seattle, not born, yeah.
Where were you raised or born?
I was born in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
All right. But formative years in
Formative
Seattle?
Years for the most part, yeah, in Washington.
So your music has so much atmosphere to it. I'm wondering how much of Washington State is responsible for that. Would your music sound similar if you... grew up in sunny Florida, or do you think it would be?
I think it would still be the same.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I just had this discussion with someone the other day about this. It's like, I'm not exactly sure. I'm one of those people where I'm not sure how much of the outside influence plays a role in what I do musically, which is really strange to say that, because I know so many musicians, that's the case for them.
Right.
But I spend so much time indoors, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
And when I hear Northwest musicians talking about how influential the environment is around them to their music, it always fascinates me, because I'm like, we're indoors all the time.
Right.
What are you talking about? So
all this stuff is just inside your head?
It's inside my head, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've been doing the solo thing for about 20 years now, and you've released a dozen albums, EPs, live records, all these things, which is kind of funny for somebody who says up until now you have dreaded making records.
I have, yeah.
And what was it about that you dreaded?
A lot of it had to do with like people I was working with at the time. Also had to do with the fact that I didn't feel very comfortable in the studio. I also spent many years working with people that sort of, I think, you know, stifled me in my growth to become like who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was just trying to find my own way and find my own voice. And for many years, that was really hard. I was just telling Ben Abraham, actually, who you had in here, I think yesterday, about this. I said, you know, it took me 20 years to find my voice. He said, wow, you know, and it's true. It took me 20 years. But yeah, I think so now I like the studio. I like making records. It's my favorite thing now. So,
well, you've just released the brand new record called Visions of Us on the Land. And, you know, in this brave new music consumption world of singles and downloads, you release a trilogy of albums, which is kind of counter to where things are going. Was this something that you had planned?
Nothing that I planned at all. I tell people often I'm not really much of a planner. So that wasn't really a plan. Before I made the album to go in the studio, I asked a friend of mine, I said, what do you think of double albums? He said, I don't think that's a good idea, you know?
Right.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, I think you're right. Because I always associate double albums with bands like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And I didn't really want to be associated with that. But when I was in the studio, Richard Swift, who's done the last few records with me as well, said, I think it's time for a double album. And I was like, oh, no. Now I'm going to be a double album artist, you know. So, yeah. So now, yeah, I'm a double album.
So you went for the trilogy and said, what would you like to play for us to start off with?
Exit 353.
And this is from the brand new album?
Yeah. Yes.
KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A, Damian Jurado.
Like some planet you call home. a line. Here on rewind, living out the voices in my mind. I'm talking aloud, distorted in sound. Are we all not stars here on the ground? You were with me all along. I let go, you were strong. Are we all not lost in song? Feeding back until we're found. And in the golden hours here, the darkest of with me all along, and sewn into the sounds of joy, the forms of light collide, in the walls of my eyes. I was alone then, I was alone. I was alone then. 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 I was alone. I was alone.
Damian Jurado live from Studio 1A. It's from his new album, Visions of Us on the Land. His third album of a trilogy. That's how would you sum up this trilogy, if you could, like in one sentence?
Oh, man.
Go.
Expansive. It's expansive. Yeah, it's just expansive. Because it just goes on forever, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, it's all based on a dream I had in, you know, back in 2010. Mm-hmm. So I never thought I'd make an entire trilogy based on a dream, but I did. You know? So it surprised me.
And you're going to play another song from the album, and anything you want to say about this next song?
Yeah, this is the first song. Yeah, this song is called Cola. It's the first song I've ever written where I said this is actually a true love song.
Oh, great.
So all my other songs are about people leaving each other and dying or something. So this is my true love song.
Damian Jurado live from Studio 1A.
When I look back upon my time in the snapshots of my life, you will not be surprised. See your name across my smile. See your name across my smile. I will remember you. I will remember. I will remember you and the way you are right now, the way you are right now. When I first came into view, I was older than you knew, always going out of tune. Anytime you leave, anytime you leave the room, I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember you and the way you are right now, the way you are right now. Thank you. see the snapshots of my life. You will not be surprised to see your name across my smile. See your name across my smile. I will remember you. I will remember you. I will.
Damian Jurado, live from Studio 1A. This is KTX 98.9. It's a song from his album that was released this past March called Visions of Us on the Land, the song entitled Cola. And he's on the road touring behind this new album. You missed him last night. He was at the Parish, so you'll have to catch him next time he comes to town. Mm-hmm. Or you can drive up to Dallas.
Dallas, tonight, yeah.
That's you're going up to Dallas tonight. It's a pretty hectic schedule that you've got going
here. Yeah,
it's
pretty back-to-back. Yeah, I'm going to say I'm pretty dang tired, to be honest.
Well, and then you're going to be spending the 4th of July in Slovenia. Are you big in Slovenia?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. We'll find out. We'll find out.
Well, I'm sorry that we're going to miss the Creepy Teepee Festival. That's another stop on your itinerary here. So, well, thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to do another song off the air. I did want to mention this, though. I'm sure you know it's Bob Dylan's 75th birthday today.
Wow, okay.
So do you have, I know a lot of people have, anytime a folk singer comes around, they compare you to Bob Dylan.
Oh, interesting.
Are you a Bob Dylan fan?
I am a 2-record Bob Dylan fan.
Okay, which two?
New Morning and Desire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you had to pick a favorite song?
When the Locust Sings is my favorite one.
When the Locust Sings.
From New Morning.
Okay.
It's a great song.
I'm not sure we have that one in the in the studio to play as exit music. So thank you so much for stopping by, and thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for engineering, and Jorge and his crew are filming this. So we'll have video and music on KUTX.org. Cool. Happy travels. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Damian Jurado live from Studio 1A. This is KUTX 98.9.